You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Victory Metro East. Ako po pala si Dean Alvarez, and I'm one of the campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And we empower students for life, for leadership, for integrity, faith, and excellence. I'd like to thank sila Dean, Pastor Romel, Pastor Alfred, and the rest of our pastors for giving us the opportunity to minister to people, especially to reach out to the students. And we are really so privileged na pinagkakatiwalaan din po nila kami kahit na younger generation po kami. Ayan. So masaya po kami na makasama kayo this morning. And thank you for persevering to be stay connected po sa ating church. This pandemic has caused us to be separated po kasi in so many ways because we were home quarantined and we were socially distanced. We were physically distanced from one another. But the church remains to be called together. And alam niyo po ba na kahit na po ano pong mangyari sa atin, kailangan po natin na magsama-sama. And hindi po tayo limited sa physical building because the church is never referred to a religious building. Marami po tayong mga haka-haka or mga akala po natin na ang church po is like a place. Di ba po na pagka sinasabi po natin na pupunta lang po ako sa Victory, pupunta po ako sa ganitong lugar, or maybe sinasabi po natin na mag-church lang po ako. Pero the church was referred by Jesus and Paul in the Bible in reference to the people of God. So tayo po mismo, yung church. So whenever we go, for example po, ako po and one person or two, I'm in a group of people, we go to Thailand, then we are a church na pinadala po doon ni God. So the church is never a religious building, but a people of God, worshiping the Lord, believing in the Lord Jesus. And kaya nga po, kahit na po may pandemic, we even transitioned to online services because we want to preach the Word of God. We want to pray no matter what. Today, let's look at what the church should look like and what we are supposed to do together. Let me read from Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 42. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for today. We pray, O God, that you, Lord, guide us, O Lord, as we hear your word. God, I pray that you reignite in our hearts, O God, the love for your church, O God. And that we may remember, Panginoon, kung ano po yung supposed to be na ginagawa po namin as a church. God, thank you for calling us, Lord, to be part of your spiritual family here on earth. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so katulad po ng binasa po natin, no? The church is actually not our original idea or initiative. And this is actually a grace given to us by the Lord to be part of His spiritual family here on earth. And it is God's original idea. Kung tayo lang po siguro with our old lives, hindi po natin pipiliin na mapasama sa church kasi baka katulad ko rin po kayo na ang tingin ko po dati sa mga nag-church is mga corny or mga banal and masusunog lang po ako dyan. So how do we become part of the church? It starts first by deciding to follow Jesus. To be part of the church is to be Christ's disciples first. So para po maging part po tayo ng church, kailangan po muna natin na maging followers po ni Jesus. Let's look back when Jesus called the first disciples in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he, that's Jesus, saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." That's what we saw, no, na alam naman po natin kung ano po yung naging response ni Peter and Andrew. They became disciples of Jesus because they started following him. And when we follow Jesus, we become his disciples. To follow Jesus is to believe in him first. Napakahirap naman po, no, na when you follow someone na hindi natin kilala masyado, pwede siguro yung mga, like yung mga fina-follow po natin na BTS, ganyan, Taylor Swift, may kilala po kami sa staff po namin. Naku, talagang ano po siya, fan po talaga siya ni Taylor Swift. Pero this kind of following is really devoting our whole life to Jesus Christ. We must believe in Jesus with all we've got, living our old lives and start to live in this new life that He has given us. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10, it says, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Di ba po, may part po doon na kailangan po talaga natin maniwala kay Jesucristo. "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." It's a personal decision to believe in and follow Jesus as our Lord. Now, let's look at what happens when new believers started to follow Jesus. Let's look at the pattern in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Katulad po ng binasa natin kanina, sabi po rito, "So those who received His word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." What was the word that they received on that day? Peter, the context of this one is, they were at one place. They were gathered in one place. It's the day of Pentecost. So, ito po yung araw na pupunta po yung mga tao in Jerusalem to thank the Lord for the harvest. And the disciples were in one place. They were gathered there and they were just waiting on the Lord. But before that, the Lord Jesus, before He ascended to heaven, He promised them that He will give them the Holy Spirit who will empower them to be His witnesses to the ends of the world. So they were there gathered together and they were waiting on God. And on that day also, dumating po si Holy Spirit sa kanila. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in different languages. And the people there, na-amaze sila na bakit these people are speaking in different languages. And they were all praising God. Pero may mga tao din po, they began to mock. They began to mock the disciples, and they said na bakit sila nagsasalita ng ganyan? Nababaliw ba sila or lasing ba sila? Yan, pero bigla po nagsalita si Peter and he started to preach about who Jesus is to the people. He said, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God made Him both Lord and Christ." And at that point, the people there, they were cut to the heart. Tumagos po sa puso nila yung message na narinig po nila. Kaya nga po sinasabi po rito, those who received this word, the word about Jesus Christ and about His resurrection, that He is the only Lord and Savior, they received that message. They received the gospel, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Imagine that, from 120 people na nag-gather and believing in Jesus Christ, now it boomed to, you know, 3,000 people. And wala pa pong katulad na ganitong technology na maririnig po, no? Pero it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit moved on their behalf when Peter followed the Lord and preached the gospel to them. Yes, following Jesus is a personal decision, but we don't have to be alone in our walk with the Lord. Can you take notice of that, no? Na bakit kaya kailangan pa i-mention na 3,000 souls? Kasi may gusto pong i-emphasize dito sa atin si God. And Jesus is calling us to follow Him together with other believers. We have to follow Jesus together. Here in the book of Acts, we can see a beautiful picture of a thriving church. We can also follow some of the pattern they did because they were devoted in following Jesus. One of the ways they expressed their devotion to God is through prayer. Yeah, and Jesus taught His disciples to pray and even commanded them to wait for the promised Holy Spirit, katulad po ng nakwento ko po sa inyo kanina, who will empower them to be His witnesses. Acts chapter 1, verse 14, "All this with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and His brothers." So, they were really devoted to prayer. Di ba po, kahit po nag-ascend na po si Jesus to heaven, but they were so devoted to prayer. Maybe they saw this in the life of Jesus as well, that intimacy with the Father, that they devoted themselves to prayer. And Acts chapter 2 verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were together in one place." Prayer has become one of their spiritual disciplines. They were devoted to prayer. Just like the New Testament church, Jesus is calling us to be united and to devote ourselves to prayer. When we pray together, the Bible says that Jesus is in our midst. When we pray together, we know and we believe that the power of God is displayed and released in our situations. It's through prayer that we also commune, we communicate with God, and we depend on God. It's actually through prayer as well that we are seeking God, His will and His purposes, His will to be done in His kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven. we have to devote ourselves to prayer as a church. Di ba po yung pagiging, yung devoted po means that we exert all our efforts, that we give our time, our resources, so that we can allot everything for that particular discipline. As we don't neglect our personal prayer life, we also put value in praying together. Ginagawa po natin siya through victory groups, through our prayer meetings, kahit po sa discipleship meetings natin and kahit sa on-site services po natin or online services, whenever we have the opportunity to pray together, we are praying together because we are devoted to prayer. We pray together and it's part of us following Jesus. Parte na po ito ng pagkatao po natin bilang Kristiyano kasi po it's our way of communicating to God. So it's who we are as a church. In fact, when we pray, we are also strengthened. Just like us, the early church experienced a lot of things in their lives like persecutions, difficulties, and trials because of their faith. But their first response was to pray to God together. In the next chapters of the book of Acts, makikita po natin yun, how the disciples started to preach about Christ and perform miracles. And in the next chapters of from Acts chapter 2, makikita po natin how John and Peter, they began to preach the gospel and heal a crippled man. And many believed in Jesus and in his resurrection because of this miraculous healing. But many priests and Sadducees were greatly disturbed and questioned them. So after this, nangyari na rin po yung mga persecution in the church. And when John and Peter reported this event, to the remaining disciples, it says here in verse 24 of chapter 4, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Hindi sila yung nag-complain agad na, bakit ganun, ayoko na sa faith ko kay God. But what they did is that they sought the Lord. They cried out to God in prayer. They raised their voices together to God in prayer. Katulad po natin ngayon sa pandemic, it could be when we received the news na meron nga pong COVID-19, what was our first response? Was it, ayoko mamatay? Kanya, maybe it's a normal, di ba, response po natin. Or ano na mangyayari sa kabuhayan or sa ganyan-ganyan. I'm telling you, kahit po kami ng pamilya ko, nag-worry po kami. Pero ang ganda po ng pattern na ginawa po ng mga disciples, what they did at the face of threat, is that they devoted themselves to prayer. In the face of threat and trial, they chose to pray together. In everything that we are going through, we are supposed to pray. Sabi po in the Bible, it says here in Ephesians, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So, kailan daw po tayo magpe-pray? Kailan po natin i-devote yung sarili po natin in prayer? At all times daw po, and on every occasion. Sa lahat daw po ng pagkakataon, sa lahat po ng meron po tayong mahanap na pagkakataon, kailangan daw po natin mag-pray. That we are alert, and we are persistent in our prayers, and we are continually praying not just for us, for our needs, but also for all the believers in the whole world. We have to devote ourselves to prayer. As a church, that is what we are supposed to do. And every time that we meet together, whether physical or online, our goal is not just to gather, but to share our lives with one another. Kaya nga po sa atin, sa Victory, meron po tayong tinatawag na hashtag shared lives. Ayan, as we pray together, be discipled together, make disciples together, we are also sharing our lives with one another. We get to pray for one another in our highs and lows, and we encourage one another. Mas nagiging vulnerable po tayo, nag-open po tayo ng buhay natin. Dahil alam po natin na this is what the church should do. Na hindi po yung parang parte-parte lang po yung gusto natin na sabihin sa kanila kung ano lang po yung mabuti or yung magandang tingnan. Pero alam naman po natin kung saan po tayo lahat pinulot ng Panginoon. And lahat po tayo may mga struggles na kailangan po natin na ang isa't isa. And we do that when we get more personal and when we really share our lives with other people. Bakit po natin ito ginagawa? Kasi nga po gusto po natin mas maging personal. Be personal. In verses 42 to 47 of Acts chapter 2, sabi po rito, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Verse 44, and all who believed were together and had everything in common. So they had everything in common, had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. They were sharing their lives with one another, and kahit na yung isa may pangailangan, hindi po sila nag-atubili na mag-share din po ng kung anong meron po sila. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. Grabe po yung ginawa po nila before, no? Tayo po rito, sinasabi ko rin po ito sa Victory Group namin na grabe, no, we meet on a Friday or one specific day every week. Pero grabe yung life ng mga early disciples before. That they are really gathering, hindi pala online, nasasabi ko po online. They are gathering together every day, and nagpapasalamat po sila sa Panginoon. They are devoting themselves sa panalangin, sa turo ng mga apostles, and they are breaking bread, they're having communions, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Mas marami po nakakita ng buhay po nila na, hindi pala corny maging Kristiyano. Ganito pala yung buhay of being in Christ. And sabi po sa Acts chapter 4 verse 32. Now, the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. So, grabe po, no? Sobrang sharing po ng lives nila that they were of one heart and one soul. Parang pagka magkaibigan po, di ba, na parang alam mo na kung ano yung iniisip ng isang tao. Or yung magjo-joke pa lang, pero gets mo na natatawa ka na po sa utak mo. They were of one heart and one soul. Yung alam po natin na yung mga tao po sa church, no, tayo po, na pinlace po ni God sa buhay po natin, no, are just not there for on a Sunday or a Friday. Pero these people are here for us in every season of our lives. And our relationships in the church should not be transactional and seasonal. We want to be more personal, just like how devoted the New Testament church was. We say no to disposable relationships. Isa po yan sa pinapangalagaan po natin na we want to value each person that God has placed in our lives. Yes, the church is not perfect, and all of us are still a work in progress. Pero ang gusto po sana natin is hindi po maging transactional or seasonal yung mga relationships po natin in the church. And dahil po lahat po tayo work in progress, you may be here now, watching right now, and one way or another, you may have been offended or hurt, or maybe you went through a lot this pandemic and you felt like no one's there for me. Or maybe no one heard me, no one saw me. But I want you to know na okay lang po ba na ako na lang po mag-sorry on behalf of the church. We are sorry if you felt that way. And our prayer is that you will remember that we are here for you, that we are here for one another. Please don't give up on our relationships in the church. Let's fight for our relationships because it is God who called us to be together, to be His. And I pray na mag-rely po tayo sa grace ng Panginoon so that we can understand each other, and so that we can really, alam niyo po yun na tulungan po natin ang isa't isa. I asked also yung mga Victory Groups, ang dami, no? And I asked also some of the girls from my Victory Group, which is composed mostly of high school students. And inask ko po sila how grateful they are to be part of the church. Alam niyo po, nung tinanong ko po sila, naiyak po ako kasi gagamitin ko lang naman po sana dito sa preaching. Pero grabe po pala talaga yung impact sa kanila of being part of the church. We are not perfect, and for sure, marami pong pagkakataon sa buhay po nila na I was not there for them, or maybe hindi kahit sila sa ibang mga tao, kasi may mga pagkakataon na talaga may mga matitindi po tayong pinagdadaanan. Pero ito po yung iba sa mga sinabi nila. Sabi po ni Mika Abantao, I'm grateful kasi naging parte ako ng church community. Nakatulong to sa akin dahil may nakakausap ako linggo-linggo para magkamustahan, hindi ko nafe-feel yung loneliness. Ganun din po sinabi nung isa si Isabel, sabi niya hindi na siya nag-isolate katulad ng ginagawa niya before. And sabi rin dito, sabi niya, hello, I'm grateful to be part of the church dahil nagkaroon ako ng mga taong sasamahan ako sa walk ko kay Lord and magre-remind sa akin na God is always good in my life. Having people around me naniniwala kay God, natutulungan ako nito na mas maging open pa. Na mas maging open pa. Dahil ngayon, alam ko na in every battle that I have, kasama ko sila and they will pray for me. Sa lahat ng pinagdadaanan ko, hindi ako mag-isa. Yan po yung sinabi ni Karen Francisco. And isa pa po na sabi ni Graciel, sa mga pagkakataon daw po na ito na suffocating and very, kasi nasa online class din po sila, marami rin po silang battles at home at kahit sa personal lives nila, she's so thankful as well na nabago yung perspective niya sa ibang mga tao, sa sarili niya, and how she interacts with other people. Sabi niya, nagkaroon din po ako ng family dahil sa church community na nakasama ko sa journey ko to know God more, and even in this season po, super helpful po ako to know God, super helpful po knowing na hindi po madali and suffocating po. But salamat po, avenue na ito, na I can persevere in my ways of living change. Before I'm living for my family and for myself, but now I'm living for God to give Him glory and honor. These students, na narinig niyo po yung mga testimonies po nila, they're actually real-life scholars. They don't see being part of the church as a requirement to maintain their scholarship, but the church is being used by God so they can grow more in their relationship with Him and be a blessing to other people. We have countless testimonies and I believe your testimony is beautiful as well. I believe that all of us can help one another in any way we can to express our devotion to the Lord. Even if you can't believe it, na siguro nagtatanong ka sa sarili mo, paano ba ako magiging blessing sa iba? Meron ba talaga akong pwede maging impact sa buhay ng ibang tao? You can bring good in the life of another person. When you start to go out of your comfort zone and maybe help someone in need in our church or start to pray for a person or start encouraging other people kasi kailangan po natin yan, lalo na ngayong season, you are a much-awaited blessing to others in the church. You are a much-awaited blessing to others in the church. Let's go beyond transactional and seasonal relationships. Let's be more personal. Let's open up our lives. Let's be more personal. And I pray ma-break po sa atin yung mindsets natin na baka ma-judge ako or can I really trust people? Meron pa po kayong mga pwedeng pagkatiwalaan sa church. And I hope na tayo rin po kapag may mga lumapit po sa atin, mapagkatiwalaan din po tayo sa stories na sinishare po natin, nila sa atin. And when they say na pray for me, sana pangalagaan po natin yun at huwag po natin ikalat as gossip. Kasi po, kaya po nagpapapray ang isang tao is para matulungan po, hindi po para pag-usapan. So let's share our life with other people. Be part of a victory group. Join our discipleship events. You can be discipled and start to make disciples. Join us in our on-site services para naman po makita natin yung isa't isa. And let's worship God and hear His word together because indeed we are better together. Ayan. So, pwede niyo po bang i-type yan sa comment section? We are better together. Better together. So, you can start to think also kung sino po yung mga tao na sobrang naging personal po sa inyo ngayong pandemic. Maybe you can mention them in the comment section and thank them. Thank you, because you went out of your comfort zone. Yan. So, you can thank them. Start thanking them po. And you can actually tell them what you are grateful to God for. Para sa kanila, to sa mga tao na to. As we share our lives, God also wants us to be sent to the world. Na yes, we are the church, pero gusto rin po tayong gamitin ni Lord. Kaya nga po tayo ang church. Dahil tayo po yung isa-send niya so that we can testify to other people. This is another thing that we are supposed to do as a church. Remember why the disciples waited for the gift of the Holy Spirit? So that they'll be empowered to preach about Jesus Christ to anywhere, to the ends of the world. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. who among you here, you want to be a witness for Christ? You want to testify about Jesus? You see, it's so exciting, no, na ito po ang sinabi rin po sa atin ni Jesus, to preach the gospel. Isn't it exciting that we don't have to do this alone? That Christians all over the world are commissioned by the Lord to preach the gospel, to make disciples. And hindi po tayo nag-iisa sa pag-obey po natin sa Panginoon. So it's very exciting if all of us will really follow the Lord and make disciples. And alam niyo po ba, the Holy Spirit is promised for all believers. So ibig sabihin po nito, si Holy Spirit po na nasa akin is not a baby junior Holy Spirit po na nasa inyo. You can preach the gospel not because you're a pastor, a missionary, or a Bible scholar. You don't have to be one. You just have to be who you are. And you can share what the Lord has done in your life. You can share to other people what He did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago, and that He didn't remain dead, but He was resurrected from the dead. So you can start preaching about Jesus and His resurrection. You don't have to memorize all the Bible para po makapag-start po kayo mag-preach. Ayan. So kahit na po young or old, male or female, whatever status we are in, whatever we are going through in life, I believe that the Lord is calling us to preach the gospel as a church. We are challenged to do the same kapag ka nakikita din po natin yung ibang mga tao na, alam niyo po yung nagsishare po sila ng gospel. Ngayon pong pandemic, kahit na po limited po tayo and kailangan po natin mag-socially distance, pwede pa rin po tayo mag-share ng gospel. Kwento ko lang po sa inyo, no, last time po, I think this month also, nagbabike po kami ni Irish and kumain po kami sa isang isawan. Yes, ang sarap po, no? So, try nyo na rin po mag-isaw. Ayan, so, nag-isaw po kami. Tapos, nagbibisaya po yung mga tindera. Sabi ko, parang naiintindihan ko yung sinasabi nila. Tapos, I used that opportunity to talk to them, to engage them. Sabi ko, pila ni. So, ang ibig sabihin po nun, magkano to? Yeah. So, sabi ko, bisaya po ko. Ayan, so, kasabot ko, ayan, so sabi daw, ay, ganyan yun, amazing, natuwa po sila. Tapos nag-start na po yung conversation. And sabi po namin ni Irish, gusto po namin i-share sa kanila yung mabuting balita about kay Jesus. Sabi rin po namin sa kanila na wag po sila mag-alala dahil hindi po kami manghingi ng pera at magbabayad po kami nung isaw. Ayan, so to cut the story short, nakapag-share po kami ng gospel. And those three women, they received Christ. They received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Nakakatuwa po, and every time na dumadaan din po kami ron, nakapag-connect po kami sa kanila, and hopefully, ma-connect po natin sila sa church po natin sa San Mateo. Ayan, so kapag nakarinig po tayo ng maganitong testimonies, we are challenged to do the same so that many more people will come to know Christ. And katulad nga po, tayo as a church, we exist to honor God and to make disciples. Kahit po pandemic, gusto po natin ma-honor si Lord. Gusto po natin mapakilala siya sa ibang mga tao. Panata po natin to that everywhere we are, we want to bring the good news, the gospel of Jesus, and bring the hope of salvation to those who don't know Christ yet. And kahit po sa ENC, sa Every Nation Campus, we change the campus and change the world. Why? Because our ultimate goal and dream and hope is that every student will come to know Christ, will hear the gospel, will follow Jesus. And kapag narinig po nila yung gospel, pero hindi po nila maririnig ang gospel, hindi po maririnig na ibang mga tao ng next generation ang gospel kapag hindi po tayo magsasalita. Try po natin, no? Yung ano lang po, yung sa mata lang po, no, magko-communicate tayo, hindi po kaya natin. Yan. Sa K-drama po, kaya po nila mag-express ng emotions. Pero when it comes to preaching the gospel, we have to open our mouths and speak about who Jesus is. We have to preach the gospel. Remember the value of praying together, no? When the disciples prayed together, they received boldness from the Lord. Maybe you're that person and asking, how can I do that? Nahiya talaga ako, nahirapan ako. You see, even the disciples, they acknowledge yung mga limitations sila or yung fear nila, pero they ask the Lord in prayer. You see, we can pray for one another and we can ask the Lord for boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. I pray that we will be bold in preaching the gospel, that we will not be ashamed of Jesus Christ, because of who He is and what He has done for us, it changed our lives. And sabi po, and with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. The grace of God was given to each one of us. And we have to give our testimony kung paano po tayo niligtas ng Panginoon and kung paano niya tayo niligtas. Ayan, kung paano niya po binabago continually yung buhay po natin. And we don't have to rely on our own strength and abilities. Let's rely on the grace of God that we may continually share the gospel to other people. Let me share with you one student by the name of Patrick Verdillo. He's a first-year college in PLMAR. And he shared the gospel to his mom and to his lola in different occasions this pandemic. So, grabe yung boldness ng batang to talaga. And he was reached out by his high school friend when he was in high school in PLMAR. And he started attending our youth services and our campus huddles. And bukang bibig talaga din ni Patrick na gusto niyang makapag-share din ng gospel sa family niya. And true enough, ito po ngayong pandemic, nakapag-share po siya sa lahat po ng pagkakataon. Ngayong pandemic pa po siya nakapag-share ng gospel. So basahin ko po yung iba sa mga sinabi niya. Nag-start ako mag-pray about sa pag-share ng gospel sa family, parents ko, simula nung tinanggap ko si Jesus sa buhay ko. Nung Holy Week, last year, binigyan ako ng opportunity ni God na ma-share ang gospel sa mother ko. Tinanong ko siya kung pwede ako mag-share ng Bible verse at naisipan ko na chance ko na yon upang ma-share ang gospel sa kanya. Na-share ko na po yung gospel nung pagising ko, tinanong ko siya kung hindi siya busy. So yung context daw po nito, pagising niya, tinanong niya yung nanay niya po. Tinanong niya kung okay lang mag-share ng gospel at kung ready na siya. Pero nakakatawa po yung sabi ni Patrick na inutusan daw muna siya ng nanay niya bago makinig sa kanya. So, and then he started to share the gospel. He said, alam mo po ba? Alam mo naman po ma yung ginawa ni Jesus para sa atin, di ba? So doon po siya nag-start, tumango yung nanay niya at nakaseryosong tingin, nakikinig sa kanya. And then he started to share Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Nag-focus siya doon sa verse na yon. And inaya niya yung nanay niya mag-pray. He said, pray tayo ma at sundan mo po ha. Sundan mo yung mga sasabihin ko. Nilead ko siya sa prayer of salvation at nakita ko sa kanya na gumaan ang pakiramdam niya pagtapos nun. Naaya ko nga po siya mag-picture pagtapos namin mag-pray. At yan po yung nakikita niyo po ngayon sa screen. Picture po nilang magnanay. And we are rejoicing sa ginawa po ni Lord through Patrick sa buhay po ng nanay niya. At nakita niya nga po yung changes sa buhay ng nanay niya after that. Mas naging ano raw po, hindi na po masyado masungit daw yung nanay niya. And mas hindi na daw po nag-worry. Mas nakikilala si Lord. And pinagpipray din niya na mas makapag-share pa siya ng gospel kahit sa tatay niya. At ito nga po, one time, after ilang months, nagpunta po sila sa probinsya. At nakapag-share naman po siya ng gospel sa lola niya. Sabi niya, makalipas na ilang buwan nung kami nagbakasyon sa bahay ng aming lola, hindi ko sinayang ang pagkakataon na yon upang ma-share ko sa kanyang gospel. To be honest, isang gabi nagkukwentuhan kami sa pagkainan at bigla na lang na parang may nagsasabi na sharean ko siya ng gospel. It's the Holy Spirit. Nagdadalawang isip pa ako noon gawa nung ako'y kabado na baka hindi ako i-entertain, pero tumawag ako sa Panginoon natin na bigyan ako ng oportunidad upang ma-share ko ang gospel sa kanya. Nagkaroon ako ng pagkakataon, i-share yon at siya'y nakinig unang gusto at sa huli ginabayan ko siya. Sa prayer of salvation na nareceive ng lola din po ni Patrick, si Jesus, at napakagaan ng pakiramdam ko nung gabing iyon. Pinagdarasal ko rin na masyaran ko ang aking ama at mga kapamilya na mabuting balita ni Jesus. So let's continue to pray for Patrick na makapag-share din po siya ng gospel sa papa niya. And Patrick, maraming salamat for that, you know, testimony that you shared with us. Nakaka-inspire and nakaka-challenge at the same time. Patrick is a student, pero that boldness comes from the Lord. Tayo rin po, as adult, as a student, if you're watching right now, kaya mo rin po gawin yan as you rely on the Holy Spirit and trust the Lord that He is able to use you in your family and kahit na sa ibang mga tao na nililid ka niya to preach the gospel. So yan. So you see, ito pong mga ginagawa po natin na praying together, you know, being more personal together, and yung pagpipreach po ng gospel, Parte po ito ng buhay po natin bilang Kristiyano. And do you agree with me na yung pagiging Kristiyano po is not really easy? That's why kailangan po talaga natin si Jesus and we need one another. There are a lot of things that will come our way, but we can persevere together. Yan. So, nagpapasalamat po tayo sa mga binigay po ni God ng mga tao sa buhay natin. Na siguro kung tayo lang, madali na po tayo nag-give up. But remember what happened to the early church when they obeyed Jesus and testified to people. They went through a lot of persecutions, threats, and trials, but they find Jesus worth it all. In Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, so they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. When they were there, sinabihan sila ng mga priest na wag na kayo magpipreach about ng pangalan ni Jesus, okay? Pero Peter and John answered, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." Same goes with the other disciples who were connected to the church. They went through a lot of sufferings, di ba po, para mapigilan yung pagpipreach po natin about kay Jesus, pamumuhay po natin bilang Kristiyano. And they went through a lot of trials for the name of Jesus, like Paul, Silas, Stephen, and others. But they persevered together because Jesus is worth it all. We don't have to do life alone. And let's maximize the relationships we have in the church. Let's be a blessing to other people. You feel like giving up, huwag ka po mag-alala. Kahit po ako nitong pandemic, I feel like giving up. But there are people in my life who helped me and I'm grateful for them. Maybe kung naghihintay ka ng mga tao na magre-reach out sa'yo, why don't I challenge you today? Bakit hindi ikaw yung mag-start na magsabi, mag-open up to other people? Let's persevere together. There are a lot of people wanting to help you. And there are a lot of people who need our help. So that they can persevere in this life, so that they can see God in their situations, in their problems. Kailangan po natin mag-persevere together. This is what we are called to do. I hope that we will not give up in praying together, that we will really devote ourselves to prayer. Sabi nga, alam niyo po ba, tayo rin po dito as a church, no, kami po mga staff together with the pastors, campus missionaries, and the admins, nag-set po tayo ng prayer alarm at 2:17 p.m. We are declaring Acts chapter 2 verse 17 para po sa next generation. Start building on your habit of prayer. Join us. Pwede po kayo na manalangin together with us. You can set your prayer alarms, yung alarm clock niyo to 2:17 p.m. and start praying for the next generation. Start praying for God's will to be done for them. I hope that we will also continue to share our lives with one another and be more personal to others because people will see the authenticity of our lives when we are more personal. Kita po nila yon kapag ka nagpa-plastikan lang po tayo or kung mas personal po tayo sa isa't isa. Be involved and don't isolate yourself. Share your life to others in the church. I hope that we will also continue to preach the gospel whatever it takes, that we will follow the great commission of Jesus Christ, and that kasi po napakaraming tao out there na naghihintay lang po sila marinig ang mabuting balita. And then I hope that we will persevere because God is with us. Let's fight for one another and strengthen one another. This life is not easy, pero buti na lang po at kasama natin si Jesus. And it's more fun. Hindi po easy ang life na to, pero it's more fun. It could be more fun. Fun if we help one another grow and follow the Lord, if we help one another overcome. Together, let's devote ourselves to prayer. Let's be more personal and persevere and preach the gospel. Let me pray right now. Let me pray for first group of people. Maybe isa ka dun sa mga na-mention ko kanina na one way or another, you've been hurt, offended in the church, or maybe you felt like no one was really there for you. Let me pray for you for healing. Lord God, thank you for the people, God, na they are honest enough, God, to say na sila po yung nasaktan in the church. God, thank you because the church is not perfect. We are still a work in progress, O Lord, and faithful ka to complete, Lord, the work that you have started in our lives. I pray, O Lord, that you heal, Panginoon, any trauma Lord, any offense that was done to them by a church member, O God. And I pray, O Lord, that they will also release forgiveness to the people who have hurt them, who offended them. And I pray, O Lord, that they will begin to see other people as well as valuable, as precious. I pray, O Lord, that this person's relationship with that another person will be restored, God, because you called us to be ministers of reconciliation. Lord, I pray for healing to come. And I pray, O Lord, that as you continue to use us to sharpen one another, and Lord, to grow us together, I pray, Panginoon, na kayo po, Panginoon, na magtibay din, Lord, ng relationships namin in the church. Let me pray also for those people na kailangan nyo po ng courage, no, para mas maging involved pa po sa church. Or maybe nahiya po kayo na gusto ko lang mag-isa, or nahiya talaga ako, I cannot open up myself to the people, but you are willing. But let me pray for you. Lord God, thank you for these people. You see their willingness. You see the courage that they are asking from you to reach out to other people, to be more involved. I pray, O Lord, that they will begin to share their lives to other people, to the church, to open up their lives, to be part of a victory group. Lord God, na mas makilala kanila, Panginoon, hindi lang through our services, but Lord, that there will be people who will help them, God, na mas makilala ka. Lord, I pray that they will also acknowledge the help from other people. And Lord, I pray that they will see, Lord, the benefits of being part of a church, Lord, of your church. And I pray, O Lord, that they themselves will be a blessing to other people, that they are a much-awaited blessing sa buhay din na ibang tao in the church. And now, let me pray for the last group of people. Maybe, you know, gusto mo maging part ng church and you've come here for the very first time, or you've been attending our online services, pero hindi mo alam kung part na ba talaga ako ng church. Just like what I've mentioned kanina po, it starts first by believing in Jesus Christ. And it is Christ who died on the cross for our sins. And He took our punishment para po mapatawad po yung mga kasalanan natin, at hindi po siya nanatiling patay, but He rose from the dead so that you and me can receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life. If you want to surrender your life to the Lord, because the Bible says that we will be saved if we believe in Jesus. If you want to believe also in Jesus, you can pray this prayer after me. Pray this with all your heart. Lord Jesus, today I repent of all my sins. Lord, forgive me for all the things that I've committed against you. Lord God, thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for loving me. Thank you that you've done the finished work. And Lord, maraming salamat that you are giving to me eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Panginoon, sinusuko ko po ang buhay ko sa inyo at tinatanggap kita bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Maghari ka sa buhay ko at ikaw ang maipakilala sa pamamagitan din po, Lord, ng aking testimony. Maraming salamat, Panginoon. Continue to rule and reign in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're that person and you receive Christ in your life and you want to continually know Him, meron po tayong mga leaders and volunteers who can help you para mas makilala pa po si Lord. If you're that person, can you send a wave emoji, or you can say, hello, that's me, or just hello, and then we will start to reach out to you kung ikaw po yun and gusto mo rin po maging part ng church. Congratulations po sa decision that you have made. And thank you everyone for attending. Let me speak a prayer of blessing for each one of us. Panginoon, salamat that you have called us to be part of the church. God, thank you. Lord, sino ba naman kami, Panginoon? We have, ang pangit po ng mga buhay namin before, but thank you, Lord, for saving us, for loving us, for accepting us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for making us, Lord, to belong, God, in your spiritual family. Lord, make us a blessing to the people around us, especially to the church, and even to the lost as we preach the gospel. Lord, help us persevere together because you are at the center of our church. You are at the center of our lives, O God. You are our head. And Lord, maraming salamat, Panginoon, in all of these things, Lord. May you be glorified alone sa buhay po namin, and as we fulfill, Lord, the things that you are that you called us to do together. Panginoon, maraming salamat. Bless these people, O Lord. Bless their lives and their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for attending our online worship service. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.